Welcome to the Heather Andrews Show, here to show you how our choices today do affect other people, our kids, our relationships, our careers, and businesses, which cause generational impact. You will hear from guests and experts from around the world. She's here to help you follow through on the it to live a stellar life. And now, here's your host, Heather Andrews.
Welcome everyone to the show today. This is my premier podcast with Tenacious Living Station. As the new owner, I have purchased this from Carrie Ann Barron, and I will be continuing on the legacy and integrity that she had set up the studio with so many years ago. And I'm so excited to be here with you all and share the vision of where Tenacious Living Station is going to go and how it's going to impact many lives. But first, I want to share a little bit about my journey and how I came to be here. So I'm actually from the healthcare professional sector, and I've been a healthcare professional for 27 years. I was in management for healthcare management for 7 years. And then after a job restructuring in 2015, I knew that I wanted to do something different. After spending 7 years in management, mentoring, teaching, leading many, many people through many changes, I wanted to go out and help serve a different demographic of people. As a mom of three wonderful kids and a wife to a military soldier veteran now, I had gone through so many transitions in that time span that I actually wanted to create an environment and a coaching program for busy moms to deal with the overwhelm and the chaos that can happen in an overscheduled world, and to help them deal with the stress, the boundaries, and communication that they needed to set for themselves in order to have the life that they truly desired and be that role model for their kids and be that wife that they always wanted to be. After my restructuring in 2015, I went back to coaching school, and I had worked in my profession. And so I was working and going to school at the same time while juggling my teenage children. And during that time, it was really busy and there was lots of changes going on. And you kind of go through all the emotions post a job restructuring: self-worth, rejection, shame, all of those things. So there was all that emotion flooding around in the background, and I'm in the midst of a career change as well. So through all this, I landed up working through a lot of my own emotion and my own mindset and strategies and just mental blocks, because I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted my own business. And that was a dream of mine, was to do that, because in my 30s, I had a successful business and I was one of the top producing agents for the company that I had worked for and represented in my own business across Canada. And I loved what that had taught me and all the mentors that I had met along the way and how they had impacted my life. So when I started my coaching company, I had worked with three different coaches. One was a mindset coach, one was a business coach, and then I had a couple of other coaches in there that were helping me with speaking, presenting, and all of those things that we do when we're trying to get our business off the ground. And in that journey, I launched my business, Follow It Through, and I created a program called Mom on the Go. And it's just all about the, you know, how we manage our stress in our life, the boundaries, the communication, time management, and self-care. So through all of that, I met a lot of wonderful, wonderful people. And then I was asked to speak in Miami through my business coach at the time. And so I went on stage and I did my presentation, but it just didn't feel right. And I knew that there was just something that was just a little off. Like either I wasn't totally aligned to what I was teaching, or I wasn't totally aligned to my business, or there was just something in me that just wasn't totally aligned from my heart. And I had to go back to the drawing board and really feel where that was coming from. And I can tell you one thing. It was, and now I know why, it was because I was being redirected into another redirected, or in a, or something was being added into my life that I might not have thought otherwise. So when I came home from Miami in 2016, it was October, a friend of mine actually had approached me to be in a book that was a compilation of women, the real truth about being a woman entrepreneur in business. And little did I know that that was going to set the stage, set the path for a whole new beginning and a whole new adventure.
Living the stellar life. This is the Heather Andrews Show.
So I asked my kids, because they're teenagers and we never want to be judged by our teenagers. And I asked my own children what they would think if I shared my personal story and published it for the world to read among, you know, with 15 other women. And they said, go for it, Mom, because you have a story to tell. So I pushed all of those fears aside and I plunged myself into the opportunity that was presented, knowing that people were going to be reading my story. And it was a huge piece to overcome, being that vulnerable and sharing that with your family, friends, and the world. So I wrote the book chapter and I opened myself up to showing myself in a different capacity than I'd ever shown myself before. But the beautiful part of this was how healing it was when I put all of that knowledge, expertise, and experiences onto those words onto the page. And I discovered that it was like this huge power of connection and having all of the other co-authors have the same feeling. And with that, that book launched in December of 2016, and along with all of the other co-authors, that book hit international bestseller on its release day. And other than Christmas morning, I never felt such a satisfying feeling that it was just like Christmas morning. It was just like the best gift ever. And with that, and what I had shared in that particular book with the story, that later became a course for my coaching company. And that course actually is still in progress today because it was so impactful that people's lives are being changed by what was in that book. And so I took what I had transitioned and I put it into a course that's been changing lives since 2016. But then Kate Gardner, who was the publisher of that book, she had said to me, hey, I'm going to do this mentorship and this mastermind, and I really want you to come and do this. There was also, even though I had my coaching practice that I was launching and things, that my gut instinct was really screaming at me to publish this book so that other people could learn from real stories. So I landed up publishing a book with the guidance and training of Kate Gardner. And that book was called Follow It Through, Obstacles Equaling Opportunities, that launched June of 2017. That one also hit international bestseller on its new release day. So hence, Follow It Through Publishing was born. And having all of those co-authors and having the co-authors come to me and utilizing the skill set of project management, change management, my coaching in order to draw those stories out of the people to create something that was changing lives was huge. And in that, I landed up being on 9 or 10 podcast and radio interviews post that, you know, the Obstacles Equal Opportunity book. So having that Follow It Through publishing experience, it was just the hugest divine intervention that could have ever partaken. And moving forward, we are in the midst of now publishing another book. I also, and how I came into contact with Tenacious Living Station during that same time was they did my audiobook. And my audiobook is also on Audible and Amazon, which has just changed people's lives, because as well, we now have word and voice that can reach all demographics and all generations in everybody's busy world. So with the publishing of that book, I knew that I was onto a huge something new. And really, it changed my life. It changed the course of my business. It changed the course of people's lives, and it changed what follow-up through publishing was, and also what I was meant to be doing as a business owner. So having done all of that, I have also written in three other books and that have also been on Amazon and have been bestsellers as well. And I've now written in a couple of magazines and which have also been inspiring people's lives. I do international speaking and just to go out and inspire people to know that they're not alone in their journey and to know that you can have obstacles that come to us daily, but then you can take and spin them and see the lessons that are involved in them. And then you can move them forward into an opportunity if you're willing to be open and ask those questions. So the things that I've learned through all of this is really just really sit back and listen and watch what comes, because sometimes what might seem like a devastating hit can actually mean an opening to a new door. And you might have to go through all the emotions that go along with it. Because when I was restructured out, I felt really ashamed and rejected, and my self-worth was in the toilet. But for asking for help and asking for support, I was able to move through all of that in a very healthy, healing way. And now I'm a wholehearted business owner. I'm a better parent. I'm a better wife. And I have a bigger vision for my company. So where we sit today is the vision of Tenacious Living Station is we now have all three facets that we can go out and change the world and impact millions, because we now have the hard copy book that we can publish on all distribution channels. We have the ebook that we can create that is on all distribution channels in Kindle so that people can read on their iPhones, their iPads, their computers, and people have access to that. Then we have the podcast where people can chime in and listen to interviews from experts and other very, very impactful individuals, because that's how a lot of people learn today, is through podcasts of listening to what other people have gone through, listening to teachings, listening to facilitators and interviews, and really that connection and teaching so that other people can use those tools to go out and live a better life. And we also have the power of the audiobook. So any author can come in that we publish and we can help them do their audiobook that they can put out onto all of the distribution channels, as because audiobooks are becoming the number one most fastest growing way that people are listening to books in today's world, because people travel, they ride trains, they are outside walking. So that's where the power of Audible can really come in. And so the vision that we've created is really all we have the access to creating stories that even haven't even been created yet, and telling those stories to help inspire others to know that they're not alone, and that there's real people telling real journeys that are telling real stories to help impact others. And so we're in that mix of hard copy, ebook, and being able to really take the voice and really pronounce it to the world. And that is my vision for Tenacious Living Station, is to share all of those real stories, real knowledge with all of you. And so that we can help impact you and really create that place of vision and connection, collaboration, and community. Because our world really needs connection. We are all behind our phones, behind our computers, and we just need to come together to bring that light back to people's lives so that people know that they're not alone. So that is really who I am, what I stand for. Integrity, and I'm so honored that I get to take Tenacious Living Station into the next era and following Carrie Ann Barron's dream of legacy, integrity, and teaching others that same vision that I am going to carry on in that and carry on that torch for Tenacious Living Station. So I hope you have enjoyed the premiere podcast. It's been my pleasure to be here today to speak to you And I can't wait to get to know each and every one of you as our listeners better. I can be reached through the network, or you can email me at followitthru@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook as Heather Andrews, and you can find me there. So thank you for joining us today. And we are hoping that you will go out and reach your stellar life. And your stellar life is one of serenity, transformation, energy, laughter, love, activity, resiliency for better relationships. We'll see you next week. Until then, go out and live your stellar life.
Thanks for listening to The Heather Andrews Show. For more exclusive content, visit heatherandrews.press. Until next time, stay focused and live the stellar life you are meant to live by following it through.